With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is sounding hopeful for a ceasefire in the Iran war. He says he's pretty sure a deal can be reached with the current leaders in Tehran. Our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Well, I don't know that we're going to find people that are necessarily like-minded, but people that respect what their alternatives are, and that is, you know, continued demolishment of their infrastructure and the assassination of their leadership, or a willingness, begrudgingly, albeit, to cooperate with the United States, Israel, and the Gulf neighbors.
A deadlock in relations between the GOP-controlled Senate and House is just the latest roadblock to reopening the Department of Homeland Security, ending chaos at many airports across the country. That kind of political infighting has led one nationally syndicated talk radio host step away from the microphone and run for Congress himself. Chris DeGaulle announced he's running in the 6th Congressional District of Missouri and hopes his strong Christian faith will help lawmakers find common ground in Washington.
I lead a Sunday school class, and I try to lean into his word because when it's all said and done, shutting out the noise and leaning into the truth of the word of God is really all we have. And if we don't lean into that, we will lean into the chaos, and it will drag us all down with it. I think that truth, that divining rod of truth, is so necessary in a world that feels often like it's gone crazy.
Until he formally announced his candidacy, Chris DeGaulle was syndicated nationally by Salem Media, parent company of this news network. He is seeking to replace retiring Missouri Congressman Sam Graves in this year's midterm elections. Despite the U.S. energy embargo on Cuba, President Trump says he'd have no problem with Russia delivering oil to the communist island. Wall Street, the Dow futures up 277 points. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes a look at gay marriage worldwide.
It was 25 years ago this week that the Netherlands became the first nation on earth to make it legal for people of the same sex to enter into a legal marriage. Since that day, nearly 40 countries have followed suit, including the United States. Still, gay marriage is largely unheard of in large swatches of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, the Far East, and in Africa. The practice is mostly confined to Western Europe and the Americas. Michael Harrington reporting.
Male athletes are now excluded from female events at the Olympics after the International Olympic Committee agreed to a new eligibility policy. It aligns with President Trump's executive order on women's sports ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Games. The IOC says eligibility for any female category event at the Olympic Games, including individual and team sports, is now limited to biological females. This is SRN News. The stage is set for golf's first major of the year with one major question mark after a high-profile arrest.
The Masters field is all but set for Augusta National. Gary Woodland won the Houston Open just 30 months after having brain surgery to earn his invitation. Four others made it by being in the top 50 in the world ranking. Tiger Woods, who was arrested Friday on suspicion of driving under the influence after a car crash, is listed in the field as a Masters champion. He has not said if he will be playing. One spot can still be awarded if the winner of the Texas Open next week is not already eligible. I'm Geffen Coolball.
One of those so-called No Kings rallies, this one in Los Angeles, saw dozens of people arrested. A couple of police officers were injured by concrete blocks tossed by the rioters. More details, SRNNews.com.